Welcome back to it here on this Monday. Good to have you here. You know, I was just in Florida where Ron DeSantis said, you know, Floridians have a right to work. Floridians have a right to go to school. Floridians have a right to open their businesses. And the airplanes were full and everything was going well. And I look at that compared to where we are in Michigan. Florida's open. The schools have been in session full-time in person since August. And again, Ron DeSantis says every Floridian has a right to go to school, to hold a job, to open their business. But what about here in Michigan? Joining me now is Rich Studley, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, welcome back to the program. What a world of difference there is between Michigan and Florida. I can tell you that.
Morning, Steve. Unfortunately, there's more and more difference all the time between where we're at today in Michigan and what other states are doing. It's important to remember that this morning is March 1st. It has now been 12 months since Governor Whitmer issued her first temporary emergency order. 12 months. You can look back at March of last year to see that we had a preview, a signal of things to come. In the month of March last year, the governor issued a dozen executive orders taking control of state government and seeking to slow the spread of COVID-19. Since then, we've lived under unilateral control of state government for almost a year with an army of unionized inspectors, civil service bureaucrats seeking to micromanage the daily lives of Michiganders, over 100 executive orders. To be fair, the early orders were necessary and important, but I don't think anyone a year ago could imagine that we would still be living under one-person government here in Michigan, unilateral control of our daily lives. Contrast that with the good news. As you have reported, here in Michigan, we're distributing Pfizer and Moderna vaccines across the state. Just this weekend, Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine was approved for emergency use. More importantly, for a governor and an administration that talks about health and science, Michigan's COVID metrics are all trending down. The number of positive tests declined. Number of new cases declined. Number of hospitalizations declining. ICU bed use declining. And the number of deaths all down substantially. I think what we're beginning to see and hear across the state from employees, employers, community leaders, from southeast Michigan to southwest Michigan to northern Michigan and the UP, is that it's time to reopen Michigan safely. We must reopen our schools, reopen our businesses, and allow Michiganders to get back to work.
I agree with that. Rich Studley here from the Michigan Chamber. Deeply disappointing to see how many businesses in Michigan close their doors and will never open them again. Disappointed to see restaurants that are gone and bowling alleys and gyms and all sorts of other places gone forever. Through no fault of their own, they had business models that worked until the government said they could not reopen. You don't see that sort of devastation in Florida or South Dakota or elsewhere. And I just wonder, Rich, what's it going to take? I mean, we're told that we're following the science, and yet I think the only science we're following is political science. When will it change?
We're going to continue to work to educate and inform your listeners and employees and employers across the state. I think it will take a grassroots effort. I think it will take individuals and groups working together to say to our legislature and administration, we have turned the corner on COVID-19. We need to safely reopen our schools, safely reopen offices, safely reopen restaurants. Steve, you're right. Thousands of restaurants have closed. Tens of thousands of workers in the hospitality industry have lost their jobs. We can do better. Usually when we think of March Madness, we think of basketball. But I would share with your listeners, I think it's madness to continue this idea that one person can micromanage the daily lives of 10 million Michiganders. We have to say enough's enough and demand change, demand action now to turn the corner on COVID-19. And focus on growing jobs in the economy instead of retaining power in Lansing.
Let's suppose for a moment, Rich, that, okay, we do reopen, and hopefully soon. What are the next steps to get Michigan back on its feet fully? Because even if we started today and the businesses were open and restaurants were at 100%, we're still a long way from being fully recovered. What are the next steps you see that are going to be necessary going forward?
Steve, I think part of the good news to share with your listeners is that employees and employers across the state have learned a lot over the past year. We understand the importance of masks and social distancing and washing our hands. At the Michigan Chamber, we'll continue to work with local chambers and trade and professional associations and our members to maintain safe practices. But we have proven that we can safely reopen our schools. There's talk in Lansing about easing the restrictions maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe next year. We have to insist that the legislature and the administration work together, pick up the pace, turn the corner, and shift the focus away from endless government regulation to job creation and economic growth. That has to be the message to Lansing. The legislature is in session working on the budget. It's time to move forward with legislative priorities that will encourage job creation and economic growth. We won't solve this problem by just throwing money at it. Growing government is not the solution. We have to pivot. We have to change direction. We have to start treating Michiganders like adults who can make good decisions for themselves and their families. We've learned a lot. Time to move forward. Time to reopen Michigan safely.
Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. One of my favorite comments and sayings of all time, pick up the pace. I agree with you, Rich. Greatly support your efforts here and support the efforts of Michigan businesses all across the state. Thank you for being here. Rich Studley, everybody, from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Steve. Stay well. Stay strong.
You can always find out more at michamber.com, michamber.com. My companies have always been members of the Michigan Chamber because of the experience they share. michamber.com to find out more. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.